Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. We're talking about the Critics Week. Today I have with me Anders Ulm and Frederick Louis Witt, directors of Shorta in competition. Welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know how I pronounce your name. If you want to correct me, you can.
No, it's
I think you were close enough. Yes.
Yeah.
So first of all, since you just came out of your first screening and your Q&A, how did it all go?
It went very well, I think. People were very quiet, but I think that's, hopefully that was a good thing. Yeah,
it seemed like everyone had a very good experience. We had a lot of gasps and claps and, you know, stuff like that.
So, first of all, how would you describe Shorta for our listeners?
Shorta is a, to put it simply, it's a cop film. It's a police thriller about two police officers who are caught in the middle of a riot in a huge a huge ghetto, basically. And the reason for the riots is that a young man from the area has been has died in police custody, and these two police officers are suddenly chased by the angry young men from the ghetto. And along for the ride is this young kid named Amos, who they've arrested just minutes before.
What's the genesis of Shorta? That it's, I think, it amazed me how it is contemporary. I mean, we couldn't, it's so like actual, thinking about what's happening, you know, in the world and in the U.S. especially, but that, you know, there's a sort of a war going on in this sense. So,
yes.
What's the genesis for this film? What do you think about this, moment that we're living in?
I think, Anas and I started to work on this film a long time ago. We started to work on it for six years ago. Yeah, so and we finished it before George Floyd's name was even, before his name was something that everybody talked about. So but we kind of saw that the political front lines was being dug very deeply, and we started noticing that the political debates were very black and white. And with this film, we wanted to discuss the nuances between black and white. We wanted to insist on having a nuanced conversation, and not make a polarizing film, but make a film about people, not just heroes or villains, but a film about people who experiences things and how these things tends to shape them as human beings.
And as I told you before starting the interview, I think the best thing about Shorta is this constantly switching from, you know, a point of view to the other, and the audience won't be able to take a side, and because that's what happens. There are no evil people or good or bad people. There are always situations in which we find ourselves in, and it's very difficult. And how did you direct this? And did you find the right way to balance it all and to let us follow the starters without taking a side?
Well, as Freddie said it, having that nuance and conveying the nuance and complexities of everyday life was very important, and that was sort of the main thrust of the story we had from a very early stage. And so the basic story, and so what we really talked about for all those years, we worked on it for probably 5.5 years before we started shooting the film. And we're both very methodical and like to prepare and like to sort of take things apart and pull them back together again. And so we we really just worked on the scenes and kept working on them to try and not... also because this type of film, you've seen this type of film before.
Yes.
It's very, you know, there are archetypes, or you can call them cliches. There are a lot of sort of, there are many tropes with this sort of subgenre of the cop film, the young, you know, cop, the older cop, the good cop, the bad cop. And so we wanted to try and take those tropes, take those conventions, and try and turn them around, or try and sort of subvert people's expectations. This is the good guy, this is the bad guy. And we really just, we're very inspired by sort of the gritty thrillers of the 70s. You know, French Connection with Paul Baudelaire, Gene Hackman, Serpico, Al Pacino. You know, and that was a time when I think there was room for, you know, complexities, and where the heroes didn't have to be so PG. They didn't have to be all good or all bad. And it seems like that conversation is kind of that kind of nuance. It seems like there isn't a lot of room for it. And so we really just tried to work on every scene right up until we started shooting. We had a whole Bible that we made, also because we're two directors. So we really had to have sort of a laser focus in terms of what we wanted to do and how we wanted to make the film. And, you know, we had very little time to shoot the film, a very small budget. And so we really knew, Freddie calls it the cocaine of each scene. What's essential? What is it we're trying to achieve? And so we really just worked on every scene, you know, especially some of the early scenes where there's just sitting in in the car. And those were scenes that people really wanted us to cut down in terms of length. But we really felt it was necessary to have those scenes where just, you know, being with the characters and, you know.
Yeah, the scene, I found them particularly interesting. I liked watching the two police officers interact and talk about other things. You know, this way you get familiar with these people. And this way you sort of don't expect what's coming next, and the way you'll take side and you won't take side, and the relationship and the differences between the police officers was very important to me as a spectator and audience. And I was wondering, did you talk to police officers and guys from those neighborhoods to have a better idea or general idea of what's happening or what could happen there in these situations?
Yes, we did a lot of research with the film. Actually, Anas and I had an actual police officer connected to the film from the start to finish. He helped us maintain authenticity and realism, and trained the actors physically and mentally, and taught them how to walk and talk and how to make arrests and how to shoot a weapon. And we had them on shooting ranges, and we wanted it. I mean, we wanted it to be a serious, authentic take on a Danish police film. So we put a lot of effort into making it appear at least realistic.
Sort of we really wanted police officers to be able to see the film, have them feel like it was a realistic portrayal of, you know, their everyday life. Because I think, you know, we know a lot of police officers now. When we've talked a lot with them about, you know, all those cop shows they watch and how, you know, what they get right and what they get wrong. And it's sort of I think everyone has sort of an idea what police work is from, you know, TV shows and Hollywood and or whatever. And we really wanted to make it, as Freddie said, as authentic as possible. Yeah.
One last thing I'm curious about, since you did the Q&A, was there something that the audience noticed that you weren't expecting, something that you're very happy about that they got from the film?
Today, you mean?
Yeah. Or when you showed the film, I mean, in general. the reaction of the audience that you were expecting or that you're very happy about?
Actually,
so far?
We discussed right up until we started shooting it if we were successful in having the audience root for our main character throughout the film, or at least be interested or fascinated in his journey and in that character. That was a huge part of our work, to not to lose him and to make audience be interested in his how he looks at the world. And so far it seems like we've managed to keep our audiences fascinated with that character. And they want to be with him and they enjoy his company, even though he's a tough man.
Anders, Frederick, thank you so much for talking about Shorta in competition at the Critics Week at the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Super good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being with us. And I'm Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.